Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Brothers and sisters, set us on fire, Jesus. Set us on fire, Lord. Oh, God, we praise you this morning. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, taking you from the status quo of our everyday lives to glory, to glory, to glory in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today. Daily Fire is sponsored by ChurchSuitsForMe.com, so make sure you go and visit for all of your church needs. Church Suits for Me brings out the best me in you. Again, that's ChurchSuitsForMe.com. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is gender reveal. Gender reveal. I got a great word for you today, and we're coming from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, and 2, verses 22 through 24. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, you can call in. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot tune in live at 7, you can always make sure you don't miss this hot manna for your soul by following the podcast. Do that by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That way, the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. All of this information, if you were unable to write it down, as well as the ability to contact me, is on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. How do you spell it? FeeldFire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, and chapter 2, verses 22 through 24, reading from the KJV. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Genesis 2, 22 through 24. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Then the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. Come on and give God praise wherever you are. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Gender reveal. And this is not going to go where you think it's going to go. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 26 through 27, and 22 through 24 that I read unto you, we have read the biblical record of God creating male and female and speaking with the angels and talking about creating man in his image, and he did. And we know that first man was named Adam. And then causing Adam to fall into a deep sleep because he reasoned that it was not good for man to be alone. All of the animals that he created were not enough for just what man needed. So from the rib of man, he created woman, which is Eve. And so they are the father and mother, if you will, of all mankind. Now, what I want to talk with you about today is that moment when a parent presents to the world or knows he and she have created their children or a child, a baby. And what they do is a lot of times they will host what we call a gender reveal. And the purpose of the gender reveal is not just to say that I'm having a boy or a girl, but to proudly say, this is my offspring. I'm excited to share with you that I am his or her parent. Let's get together and celebrate. Let's have a gender reveal so that I can say to the world, look at whom I've created. Understand that this is my child. This child has my DNA, and I want everyone to see and know how proud I am to have created this life. A gender reveal. You see, in the book of Genesis, it lets us know that God did not just haphazardly decide to create man. He didn't just on a whim say, let me create male and female, but God made a big deal about creating his children. So much so that he said, let me create my children in my own image. Not in the image of a fish, not in the image of a bird that I've already created, not in the image of some other animal, but I'm so proud and happy about this creation that I'm going to create them in my own likeness, glory, in my own image, so that unlike every other thing I've created, they bear my DNA. They bear my likeness. They are made in my image. Pay attention, world. I'm having a gender reveal celebration. Now, the great thing about that for you and I, brothers and sisters, is that from generation to generation, we continue to be made in the image of God. From day to day to day, he is still hosting a gender reveal celebration about you. For every man listening, God is still excited about you, and he still says, pay attention, world. Look at my son. He is made in my image. He is my DNA. For every woman listening, God still says about you, pay attention, world. This is my daughter. She is also made in my DNA. I'm happy to present to you this person, no matter what his or her past may be, no matter what you know about him or her, no matter what they've done, God says, come to the party. I introduce you to my son. I introduce you to my daughter. They are made in my likeness, in my image. This is their gender reveal. Oh, this ought to be making you excited right now. In the book of Jeremiah 29:11, God says, I know the plans I have for you. He's talking to us, his children. Pay attention. This is your gender reveal. These are the promises from your father. I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper. prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future too. Gender reveal, Deuteronomy 28:13. And God, our Father, he said he makes us the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath, and we will hearken to him. Pay attention, world. This is the gender reveal and the promises that he bequeaths to his children. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches, not your riches, not my riches. This is the legacy for us, his children, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We're having a gender reveal. Romans 8:37. He not only wanted you to understand who he is, but who you are, because you are his child. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Welcome to your gender reveal. Romans 8:31. If God be for you, who can be against you? This is the legacy of your father. Deuteronomy 28, that you are blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed is the fruit of your body. Blessed is the ground. Everything that you put your hands to is blessed because you are being celebrated by God. You are his gender reveal today. So no matter what you've done, no matter what mistakes, sins, falls you have done before this moment, welcome to your new birth. Welcome to your gender reveal. Welcome to the new you. You are now the righteousness of God in Christ. As we prepare to go into prayer, and I give you the altar call, tell everybody, look at how my Father is celebrating me. Look at how he has blessed me. He took the time to make us in his image, and it doesn't matter what anyone else said. I am his DNA. Oh, look at God. He's getting the pink ribbons ready for you, the blue ribbons ready for you. This is your gender reveal. Welcome to the family of Christ. Let's get ready to go into prayer. You ought to be praising him right now. He just liberated some of you right now who were bound by your past, bound by others' opinions, bound by your own negativity and lack of self-worth. Welcome to your gender reveal. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Ooh, I felt that thing. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We lift you up. Father, we just say we're so excited about the party that you're throwing for us today, the party you're doing for us right now, saying, look at my son. I'm so proud of him. Look at my daughter. I'm so proud of her. Look at my children, world. These are my children, and I am their father. Do not come against them, because I told you, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. When I implant a hedge about them, you cannot ultimately prevail over them. I am God. I am God. This is what you're reminding us of, Father. You are God, and beside you there is none other. As long as we submit ourselves to you, renew our minds in you, and follow your word, we cannot help but be successful. And oh, Father, we thank you for it. Lord, we ask you to bless everyone listening right now. In accordance with your will, this is their new birth, Lord. Today is their new birth. Today is their new birth. Today is their new birth. New dedication, rededication, being saved. Today, Father, they claim their rightful heritage. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Everyone say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He is my Father. And today I celebrate the gender reveal. For those of you who are not slaves, who are not saved, I'm sorry, or who are backslidden, I'm just caught up in this thing. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Father, I confess that I am the righteousness of God in Christ, that I am made in your image, that you are my Father, and that I receive every blessing and inheritance that your children are entitled to receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, everybody, just praise the Lord. Say, I am excited about God's gender reveal of me today. Come on and say it again. I am excited about God's gender reveal of me today. Yes, hallelujah. Let me just give you your task and we're going to end, but I want you to keep praising the Lord. Remember, follow Daily Fire by texting the message DF for Daily Fire at the phone number 33222. You can do that now. Contact me, send me your prayer requests. Everything on my ministry website, feeldthefire.com. How do you spell it? Say it with me, FeeldTheFire.com. And don't forget, Pillow Talk Grown Folks Bible Study starts next Monday night. No topic off limits. And on that Bible study, I will be taking your questions on air. So more information is on my ministry website. All right, our topic for today is gender reveal. Your task for today is celebrate and party in Christ all day, every day, no matter what anyone says. God has now introduced you to the world, and you are his child. See you tomorrow.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song. Give them all I have.